jobs out there. I mean, there are always going to be roles for skilled storytellers, and I think they're just not going to be in the usual places. It may be anathema to a lot of journalists, but there are organisations out there who have stories to tell about their products and services. They will pay people to do it because there is a journalistic storytelling skill that is of value. It may not be with a traditional newspaper or another kind of news organisation, but those skills are, you know, a real, real talent, and they are there to be nurtured. You know, so you could find yourself as a journalist in the future having a number of roles that you put on. You might be able to get a few pounds by blogging for one particular site. You might have a traditional news shift on a traditional newspaper, but I think it's more likely you'll also be out providing journalistic content for other events and organisations. If an organisation has a big conference, often, well, I think increasingly in the future, they're going to want journalists to interpret and present it. Now, of course, that raises all kinds of questions. Well, that's not balanced or it's not impartial, but, you know, a job is a job for journalists. That's a question that is actually separate to the, you know, to the one that says whether journalism in a democratic society, and I don't have any answers for that. But journalistic storytelling roles, I'd be actually quite optimistic that individuals can continue to find very successful careers. They're going to have to do it in such a different number of ways.
And do you think people will ever be compelled to pay for counsel coverage and court coverage?
It depends how that's going to be done. I think I'd be very interested to see what happens with the PA model, because if they can gather that information in a cost-effective way, they may well start to find lots of different kinds of markets for that. You know, there are websites set up to provide certain information in a community, maybe hyperlocal, or maybe a company wants to provide a destination website. Now, the kind of content that they may be able to buy off the shelf from someone like PA may have an inherent value if it encourages people to visit their site. So, you know, just as in the 80s, all of a sudden estate agents launched their own newspapers because they wanted to control the property advertising. To do that, they realised they needed journalism to wrap around that in order to make their product attractive. And actually, lots of newspapers now were started by estate agents, you know, just 30 or 40 years ago. Now, you could find that independent organisations actually do want to go somewhere to a supplier and say, I want 50 stories a week, or I want 20 stories a day, or whatever, of reputable content. And maybe what the PA does could provide that.